This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 3rd, brought to you by agnutrientpolicy.org. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. House Republicans prevailed in a 218-214 vote approving the Senate budget reconciliation bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the Senate made more changes than he would have preferred, but still able to muster the votes and approve the language. There are cuts to Medicaid and nutrition programs. There are provisions to support the farm safety net and continued tax breaks set to expire at the end of the year to help farmers, ranchers, and small businesses across the nation. The bill is estimated to add over $3 trillion to the nation's debt. The president expected to sign the bill into law on Friday. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue applauding the policy improvements for farms and ranches, but lamenting cuts to nutrition. LaRue said Congress isn't done with farm policy this year. He said, quote, "Now we urge lawmakers to build on these investments and finish the job. A comprehensive farm bill policy is still urgently needed, one that strengthens rural communities, ensures fair markets, and reflects the full scope of challenges facing today's farm families. We look forward to continuing our work both with House and Senate leaders to get this done." Well, the nation's economy added more jobs last month than traders expected. Jobs were 147,000 to the plus side. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says that is a plus for the health of the economy.
You know, when you look at it, you had, a good increase in June. You also saw revision up in May. In June and July, you saw in May, you saw an increase there, a revision upward. So, you know, that's the good news. Now, you know, the other side of that glass, if you have it, or the half empty side is, of course, you know, we're not seeing the one article red hot days of 21 to 23 where you were getting 200, 300,000 jobs a month sort of increases, but you're getting a nice steady increase every month that we'd like to see.
With approval of budget reconciliation legislation today, Nicholson says the White House and Congress will be staring at the ominous national debt.
But the biggest challenge that the president and the Congress will have now is to deal with the federal debt. You know, the debt continues to climb at a very rapid rate. And as we speak today, the amount of interest we pay on the debt is higher than the defense budget. That's the piece that continues to grow that we have to get under control. And so if we get interest rates down, that would decrease at least a budget item that we wouldn't have to spend money on.
President Trump continues to press the Fed to reserve to lower interest rates. Nicholson says Chairman Powell has numbers on his side.
If you're Jerome Powell and you look at this and go, okay, so I've got interest rates at 4.25%, 4.5%. The economy is still producing jobs. Inflation is moderating. Let's put it that way. We'll split that peanut in half. Why do I need to lower interest rates? Now, the one argument I would say is, of course, in the first quarter of the year, GDP was a negative 0.5%. So we had a contraction in the economy. So that would be the other argument on the other side of the table is, well, we need to cut interest rates because the economy is contracting.
Nicholson says the other issue facing the White House is the tariff war with the rest of the world. He says uncertainty is a real obstacle in the eyes of business and industry. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.